Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. We're going to talk about a very important issue today. We'll discuss that in just a moment. But before we do, let me remind you that as we face issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It's not a matter of ideological, philosophical rhetoric. It is not based on dogma of a denomination or the rites, rituals, and rules and regulations of some theological persuasion. It is based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus himself made a declaration about the word of God, the Scripture. He said, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about truth. And when we do, we talk about it based on the authority of Scripture, not based on what we think or say or feel. I want to talk about today an issue that I believe is on the mind and the heart and the eyes of the world, not just America. But ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned about what I'm calling search and destroy. It is not a matter of hear and consent. It is search and destroy that we're finding in the U.S. Senate as to the investigation, the listening to the nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, for U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Ladies and gentlemen, the nation, yes, in fact, I say the entire world, is watching the circus in the Senate. And that's what it's become. Judge Kavanaugh has undergone the highest scrutiny of any U.S. Supreme Court nominee. I don't think there's one in history, and I could stand a slight correction there, but I believe I'm right. We've never had a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court in the history of America that's undergone what he's undergone. Let me just give you a little litany of that. I don't know if you've been watching it. I pray that you have. I don't know if you're concerned about America, but I pray that you are. I don't know if you have been listening based on a bias of the Democrats and their attempt to use the scorched earth policy to destroy this man and his family. I don't know if you're listening on that basis or if you're listening on the basis of what is the cause and effect, what's taking place. The Bible says that the foundation be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? And so I believe it is incumbent upon every righteous person, every moral, ethical person, yea, even every Christian, to take a substantial stand with what we see taking place. In fact, I don't mind telling you and the world, I've had the privilege of contacting via email every one of the Republican senators on the House Senate committee that's hearing Judge Kavanaugh. And I've urged them to be diligent with what they do, but to make sure they don't fall into the trap of the Democrats' trap that has been set with their attempt to destroy this man. Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Kavanaugh has undergone 31 hours of the original hearing and the interrogation and the attempt to destroy him by the Democrats at the first time of his hearing. He's undergone now an entire day yesterday of being interrogated and literally an attempt to destroy him. He's had over 2,000 questions in his first hearing out of that 31 hours. He then had over 1,000 follow-up questions, written questions that he's responded to. And then the all-day open attempt yesterday to force him to withdraw his nomination, his name from nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court. He's had 6 FBI investigations, background investigations prior to this, including the nomination for Supreme Court Justice. I don't know if any one of the senators, ladies and gentlemen, that could face the scrutiny that Judge Kavanaugh has faced during this time. Judge Kavanaugh has produced over a half million documents about his jurisprudence and his rulings on the bench. And the Democrats are all upset because there were about 100,000 additional documents because when he was the secretary to the president for George Bush, a lot of things would go through his hands that he did not author. They were not his writings. He does not have the authority, the privilege, or the freedom to expose and to disseminate even in these hearings. But that's the thing when you hear the Democrats talking about documents they didn't get to see. Those are the documents they're talking about. They're not Judge Kavanaugh's. He just happened to be the one that had the fiduciary responsibility of handling them. But ladies and gentlemen, then rather than following the Senate rules, and yes, they have rules. You would not think of it based on what was seen in the circus. They did not follow the Senate rules, and so they postponed the hearings to allow a witness, as I call it, the witness of Belial. Because you go back and you study the scripture, you find when in the King, 1 Kings text, when Ahab and Jezebel was trying to steal the vineyard of Naboth, the scripture is very clear that they set up witnesses of Belial. You say, what in the world does that mean, witnesses of Belial? It means they are liars. They are witnesses of demonic sources. They are witnesses that are false and phony, that are set up and instigated to say what they wanted them to say. And I believe that's exactly what we have in Professor Ford, Christine Blasey Ford, in her testimony and what she said under oath before the Judiciary Committee. Yes, Christine Blasey Ford, I believe, is a false witness, and I believe it's all of those that she had said prior to coming that would be able to corroborate what she had said. All four of them said they did not see or know anything about what she was saying. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned about it because of all of the background of this woman. And we'll talk about that a little more. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to welcome to the microphone of Let's Face the Issues today, Marshall Wood. Marshall has an extensive background in military, and I'm thankful for his service, delighted that he has served our nation on the basis of being putting himself in a position of military service. But Marshall Wood is with us today. Marshall is passionate about this issue, as he should be, as every one of our listeners ought to be. But let me give you a little phone number that you can call, 401-1413, 904-401-1413. Get you straight through to the studio and right to our microphones so we can have this dialogue and discussion today. I believe it is one of the most important junctures in U.S. history. I believe we are watching the stage being set, having been formed and fomented from the Democratic Party. I believe that we're watching the stage being set for the absolute total disruption, total destruction, the total annihilation of the rule of law and our constitutional republic if we allow this to take place. So, Marshall, tell us, first of all, something. Welcome to the microphones today of Let's Face the Issues. Tell us something about your background, some of your experiences in military that I believe sets the stage for our listeners to understand your expertise and your insight on things of this nature.
Well, Doc, I appreciate your courage in allowing me to come on today and say what I will say here eventually in a few moments. We are the day after yet another day of infamy, and I think it's just as significant as December the 7th, 1941. I believe that something happened yesterday that we're going to discuss in the next few moments that is critical to the continuation of our federal republic. I believe that yesterday, Father God himself intervened yet again, yes, as he did November 2016, to prevent a nonviolent coup attempt through the Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I think that didn't succeed for three divinely ordained reasons. One, Judge Kavanaugh did not listen to the testimony in the morning of this woman who has falsely accused him, as proven yesterday, falsely accused him of crimes in an attempt to preempt his nomination or his accession to the Supreme Court, because the demon-inspired members of the Democrat Senate Judiciary Committee don't want a staunch anti-abortionist on the court. I believe that is the central issue, the right of
Absolutely.
Democrats That's to kill babies. Focus. The second thing that happened was that an unplanned, because I believe the bad side believed they had set up the circumstances where Judge Kavanaugh would capitulate emotionally to that woman's testimony, the man stood his ground. He had a backbone, and he said not only no, but absolutely no. The third thing was when a rather, in my view, unlikely individual also grew a spine, stood up and said, and I'm referring to Senator Lindsey Graham, God bless him, he said, "This is a circus, and what I am witnessing is the worst example of treachery that I've ever seen in my experience as a senator in the United States." Now, I substitute the word treachery, but essentially, that's what he said. Let me tell you why I stand here today, and feel free to interject whatever you wish to say at any moment, Doc. This is your show, but what I'm going to say in a few minutes, I speak exclusively of my own authority, no one else drawn in with me. But I am a retired Air Force officer. I retired as a major. That means I didn't have any great rank and didn't do any of the great things that generals go on to do. But I will still say that what I did was probably a whole lot more important than what a lot of generals and colonels do because of the having a catbird seat to the events of the world and the events of our government from 1970 through the spring of 1991. I am a 6,000-hour command pilot. I flew 7 airplanes in the Air Force. I also had the privilege for a year of flying special airlift missions to include Air Force 2 flights with then Vice President Bush. Then I was the airfield manager at Andrews Air Force Base. That just means I was in charge of the runway and the comings and goings of significant aircraft. But in that position, I assisted the movement of Air Force 1, Air Force 2, and all the other VIP activities that come and go from Andrews. And then I also served for a period of time as the Inspector General at Andrews on the staff. I was, in fact, the Inspector General. The Vice Commander had the title, but I did the work. So I was at a point where I have seen the government of the United States work. I would like to point out that I have a top secret clearance, that I interacted with some of the most essential activities that exist at Andrews Air Force Base, and was part of probably every major world event in some way from 1972 through 1991. I said that simply to make this statement. Been there, done that, seen it, and I believe that I have the professional background to make the statement that I'm going to make in a few moments. Again, a statement that I make myself, not connecting any other person or organization to what I'm going to say. Would that be enough for right now, do you think, Doc?
I think that's good. Okay. Continue. That's great. More to hear from you.
All right. Here's what I would like to relay to those folks that are listening. I called yesterday another day of infamy. For those who are discerning Christians, if you watched as I did yesterday from 10 to well after 6 o'clock, you saw on display a treachery that is unlike anything that I have seen, or I guess that Senator Lindsey Graham has seen in my exposure to the federal government. Yesterday, I saw, as Doc said, the violation of the rules of proceedings of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, I saw 10 members, Democrat members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, do everything they could to obstruct justice. I saw yesterday 10 members of the Democrat members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and those administrative folks associated with them, those who are empowering them, do everything they could to prevent the lawful proceedings of our federal government. And they got away with it, almost. I believe that God himself kept the Judge Kavanaugh from watching for reasons we may talk about in a minute. Two, he stood his ground at a time when professionally trained people believed that he would capitulate emotionally and create a very bad circumstance for the lawfully elected president of the United States. And thirdly, God bless him, Senator Lindsey Graham stood up and said, "This is a sham." I've been in that circumstance once in a HRO meeting with Lenny Curry, so I know what it's like to stand up and say no when everyone else there is participating in something that is wrong. But now, if we're ready, Pastor, I'd like to read my statement. Are we there?
We can do it. If I can insert this first.
You go right ahead.
Lindsey Graham, and I'm reading an article here, ladies and gentlemen, that just absolutely is superb, because he, Senator Graham, that Marshall is talking about, said it so succinctly. In fact, this article says, Senator Lindsey Graham scorches the Democrats. Senator Graham, Republican of South Carolina, unleashed anger on his colleagues across the aisle and apparently has been building over the weeks. He said, if you wanted an FBI investigation, you should have come to us. He told the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee at the hearing of Christine Blasey Ford's uncorroborated accusations that Kavanaugh sexually attacked her in high school. And he says, what you're wanting to do is to destroy this guy's life, hold his seat open, and hope that you win in 2020. Then he further says, he said to the Democrats' action, he said, this is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And then Marshall, what he said further, he says, if you really want to know the truth, you sure as blank, and I won't use his word, wouldn't have done what you've done.
Amen.
To this guy already, end quote. But go ahead with your comments and your statements. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking with Marshall Wood today with a military background and insight on some of these events that perhaps many of us do not have that privilege of possessing. But we're talking about the hearings for Judge Kavanaugh and what I am simply calling the search and destroy rather than hear and consent that the Senate is supposed to do. Marshall, that's one of the things that, and he touched on it a moment ago, it is totally turning head over heels the Senate rules and the regulations and the rule of law that we have adhered to for many, many, many years, in fact, all of the American life. In fact, rule of law, one that is being accused is innocent until proven guilty, has been in existence under common law and now in U.S. law for over 800 years, and yet we're finding it turned on its head. Continue with your insightful thoughts and comments.
All right. You hear my feet going up on the gallows, brother. Just before I say or read what I'm going to read, let me say that I have no affiliation, formal affiliation with this church, any Baptist church, any Assembly of God church, any Roman Catholic church, or any independent evangelical church with which I've fellowshipped since 1998, when I last was a formally enrolled member in the Southern Baptist Convention. So I'm speaking for myself. Dr. Youngblood has allowed me, done me this courtesy, and taken the risk to allow me to say this. As a citizen of exemplary standing of the United States of America and as a retired military officer with a professional background, to assess the realities that I witnessed yesterday during the Senate judiciary hearings on the allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, I make the following statement. I accuse the Democrat members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, specifically Senators Feinstein, Leahy, Durbin, Whitehouse, Globuchar, Coons, Blumenthal, Hirono, Booker, and Harris, of attempted treason against the lawfully elected President of the United States in the irregular, unlawful proceedings we all witnessed in the televised Senate meetings on Thursday, September 22nd, 2018. I demand an FBI investigation into all aspects of the involved activities of the Democrat members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the woman who accused Judge Kavanaugh, and all those providing counsel, advice, and funding for her specious, her slanderous, and her unprovable accusations against Judge Kavanaugh. I call for the full force of the law to be brought against all perpetrators, and that the penalties of high treason be levied if and when they are found guilty of what I believe they are. That is the end of my statement. My name is Marshall Wood, retired Major, United States Air Force, and I alone are responsible for the words that you've just heard me say. And at this point, I'm going to be quiet and allow Doc to pick up the pieces.
Marshall, thank you so much for that declaratory statement and what you believe, and I would have to second that understanding of it. Ladies and gentlemen, when you understand, and let me just give a little biographical overview of the uncorroborated accuser of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Here is who she is, Christine Blasey Ford. She's a professor at a liberal college in California. She has, as a professor's rating, a 2.4 rating. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wonder how that stands, that is about the lowest on the totem pole for the rating of a professional in a college or university setting as a professor. She is part of the Operation Pink. She is part of the Women's March, both of which are anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-Republic of the United States of America. They are dead set against Donald J. Trump as President of the United States. In fact, Christine Blasey Ford has demonstrated in the Women's Marches and the Operation Pink Marches with signs that says, never Trump, remove Trump, impeach Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That should give you a pretty good idea, ladies and gentlemen, of her position and what she's attempting to do through what I call a side or back door avenue to overthrow the correctly, legally elected President Donald J. Trump. Her parents are liberal activists in the Democratic Party. Judge Kavanaugh's mother, a judge also, ruled in the 1996 foreclosure of the property of the Fords in Pontiac, Maryland, in 1996. Ford's brother has worked for her brother, which is an attorney, has worked for Fusion GPS, the same company that did the anti-Trump dossier that tried to destroy President Donald J. Trump. Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, is a rabid anti-Trump, pro-abortion player in the march against Trump. She works for an organization. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, she works for an organization that's funded by, owned by, George Soros, which is the mastermind behind the attempt to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America and the fundamentals of our financial market system. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comments, please.
Well, love your show and always enjoy listening to Marshall Wood. I'm a 20-year policeman. I retired in 1990. And what I was watching yesterday was a lynch mob that somebody had put the wrong title and said it was a congressional hearing. Because all of the things, if you looked at the hate coming from Adolf, Adolf Hitler, but I meant Cory Booker. If you looked at the hate coming from Kamala Harris, this is a lynch mob where they were trying to lynch somebody, and a patriot by the name of Lindsey Graham, a patriot sleeper, tried to defer or deter these people. I hope he succeeds. But this was democracy in action, and if anybody doesn't know, a lynch mob is democracy, where a whole bunch of people get together and say, let's lynch somebody. I hope we prevail. God bless America and your program.
Thank you so much for your call. Your insight is absolutely on target. It is a sign of democracy at work. And for those that are not familiar with the difference between a republic and a democracy, we are a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. Democracy is absolute mob rule, and we have a republic. But yet there was an attempt to have the mob rule yesterday to destroy Judge Kavanaugh. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 401-1413 and to get straight through to the microphone and allow us to have dialogue and discussion on these issues. Yeah, our last caller just talked about Cory Booker. Marshall, I'm saddened to see. In fact, it was a sham and shame to watch him. You know, Cory Booker is actually Mr. Spartacus. You might not have recognized that, but he is Spartacus in the flesh, as he called himself a couple of weeks ago. And Mr. Spartacus happened to have written an article in 1992 wherein he bragged about sexually molesting a 15-year-old young girl. And now supposedly he's had an epiphany and he's changed his mind and his heart and he's a different person. But he sat there yesterday with that pious, self-righteous Spartacus look and tried to somehow defame Judge Brett Kavanaugh and tried to shame him and tried to accuse him of being a sexual molester. Ladies and gentlemen, we watched, as our caller said, mob rule. It was an attempt at a coup to overthrow our governmental system, and more particularly, it is a backdoor or side door approach to try to destroy President Trump. Listen, make no mistake, the attempt is to remove Donald J. Trump. But the whole farce is that it's on the basis that we do not want Judge Kavanaugh. But ladies and gentlemen, the reason they do not want Judge Kavanaugh is because they are frightened to death of Roe versus Wade being eventually overturned. And Judge Kavanaugh has not said that he would do that, but we know his stand on the abortion issue. And the Democrats are going around with their hair on fire, somehow screaming and crying wolf, if you will, and trying to destroy Judge Kavanaugh. We've got a caller on the line. If you would, go ahead with your question or comments, please.
It is sad to see what the Democrats are doing with this beautiful country that I love so much. I've been here so many years, almost 30 years, thank God. One of the things that I love about America is the judicial system, that you are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
So the Democrats are destroying the pillars of this great nation. They did it with the family. Now they think that family is homosexual marriage. Now they're doing it with the judicial system. And where is this going to stop? I mean, this is insane. And they said that they don't, this is not a rule or whatever. This is the rule by the public opinion. I never heard of that nonsense.
Well, you won't find that any place in any book of jurisprudence in the United States of America. But they are playing that ploy because they're playing on the sensitivities and the compassion of all Americans. But I really appreciate your call. We've got one other caller on the line. If you will, go ahead with your question or comment as we close this broadcast today.
Yes, sir. As we all know, that the government stands up and says that they will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, and the Sixth Amendment gives the mantra of innocent until proven guilty, as your previous caller just said. Why are we not prosecuting these congressmen and government officials that falsely swear? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
We just call for that.
We've got left. Let me just simply respond to your comments and your question on that. I am in 100% agreement with that. In fact, I've said every one of the congressmen on the side of the aisle that's wanting to challenge Judge Brett Kavanaugh cannot pass the same ritual and examination interrogation that they're placing him under. They're trying to destroy the man's life. But I am thankful that he said yesterday that he will not quit. In fact, he made the statement, "You may try to harm me or hurt me, and you may take my reputation, but I will never, ever, ever quit." Never, he said. And I'm thankful for that. Ladies and gentlemen, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?
Amen.
Is my challenge. We need, as believers, take a stand, speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen, be salt and light in a decaying, darkening society that we're living in today. Thank you for joining in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air tomorrow as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.